Okay, this is board time on Wednesday, December 17th at 3:27.
You know, I recall last time we didn't adopt the minutes of the previous meeting.
Mm-hmm. We have
that to do, and last week's meeting.
Well, Commissioner Madora requested a change to last week, so we're negotiating making that change. So
I already gave them to Jennifer. I thought maybe they'd be here.
I don't have them.
We don't have them, so we can't.
I think she can print them out.
I don't have time to read them now anyway.
So you made a change on last week's, but what about the week before? See, we didn't take action on that one either.
No, there is some question about whether the change that you asked for was in fact accurate. So I've got a little work to do on both sets of minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So we'll postpone that.
Yeah, the first thing we need to do is Chris Cook is here. We have an action that is not on the agenda. It's an item we talked in executive session, and she has a motion for you to consider.
Yes.
So I would suggest that in light of the disagreement between Washington DOT and Clark County regarding each party's obligations on payment and expenditure of stormwater fees, and in light of WashDOT's offer to pay their stormwater fees in full, which is an amount of about $230,000, that the county accept that payment and agree to waive penalties and interest.
Okay.
And that you authorize that settlement.
Okay. So I'll make the motion. I move that we accept WashDOT's payments to the county for the stormwater, the clean water fees for
7, 8, and 9,
and waive all penalties and fees.
Okay.
And interest.
Second.
The move and second that we forgive the
penalties
and interest to WaDOT. All those in favor?
Aye. And just for clarification, it's about $230,000.
That's correct.
So we accept the payment. We're waiving the.
And we have one more.
The penalties.
We have a special meeting next week. Chris was going to stay here and do that, but you can do it.
What's that?
The special meeting for next week, we have to
announce the special meeting.
That
will need to go on the agenda.
Okay, I move that we add another board time special meeting Wednesday, 9 a.m.
I understood you were out next week.
I'll be here.
Huh. I'm out next week on Wednesday, so
that's December 24. Is that the date?
Yes.
Yeah. That's Wednesday.
It's Christmas Eve.
9 a.m.
Yes.
We can do it.
Okay, if that's I'm accommodating, if that's what you prefer, and that we would notice it.
You'd be out all week.
No, just
Wednesday.
Wednesday and Friday.
So be here Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem moving it up.
Okay.
Want to do it Tuesday?
I'm available any day you want. I'm accommodating you.
I can do it Tuesday.
Okay.
Is that adequate notice?
Yes. For a special meeting, yes, it is.
Okay.
It will need to be released to the newspapers, to the radio, put online, and posted.
Well, it won't appear in the reflector until after the meeting.
It doesn't say it has to appear. It says
doesn't
we
have to
give it to them.
Neener, neener, neener. Next Friday.
So we're adding a meeting Tuesday, December 23 at 9 a.m.
Yes. In the agenda, there would be two agenda items. One would be to discuss the county manager's contract.
Finalize.
Yes, to take action, hopefully, in executive session as well for the same purpose. And another agenda item would be to discuss and potentially plan for the meetings for January.
First board meeting. Right?
Probably more than that.
Yeah, so just simply the planning for
the first hearing
for
at least January.
The New Year's news, the meetings that will be occurring, that have to be planned in the very near future, especially January.
And I'm going to make a request, since we're not on a sound system here, and this is a public meeting, if we can speak up so people can hear us. Can they hear us?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so that's a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Tuesday.
It's been moved and seconded to have a special meeting December 23rd, Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Executive session to begin with.
For an executive session to begin with.
And
followed up by a board.
What do you imagine the duration of the executive session will be?
15 minutes.
So start with open session, go to executive for 15 minutes, and then come back out to regular board time.
Start with?
You always got to start executive session with an open meeting first.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I think.
We didn't do that today?
You basically just, you don't.
You
say, we're in executive session,
well,
and then you close the door.
Yes, and that's, we're just following Chris's recommendation,
yeah.
Especially being a special meeting. So dot all of I's, cross all the T's.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Right.
Okay,
and two agenda items, contract for county manager, executive session, planning for the coming year's meetings.
You want to second that change?
Sure. I didn't hear there was a change.
It was just simply a clarification.
Clarification.
It would be
I second the clarification.
Okay.
All right. You moved and seconded the clarification. All those in order, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Special meeting taken care of.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
If the board will indulge me, I'd like to change the agenda. The weapons policy, we're going to strike that. Chris Horn is very close to having what needs to be done on that, and we believe early in January we'll have that wrapped up. I'd like to move the legislative agenda in front of the Miracle League because Axel has some family issues that he needs to get home to deal with, and I'd like to get him out of here.
Axel.
And I won't take very long because I don't have much. We left the legislative agenda on there because I just wanted to have this opportunity to follow up with you guys. We had our meeting Friday. I thought it was a good discussion. I took some notes, and I wanted to kind of reiterate those to you so we're on the same page and you heard the same thing, or we heard the same thing for what you want me to do. So kind of just going back to last Friday, what I heard from the board was a couple of extra things. I'm not going to go back over our agenda. I think we covered that, and I know where to go. But Commissioner Mielke, you raised the tax abatement issue and maybe looking into a bill around that and kind of that getting the county.
Oh, yes.
The county having an ability to at least, you know, sign off for
sign
or approve
off or receive that. Receive their portion.
When we're, yes, for our portion
for
of the property
judicial
tax.
Systems.
So. So I made a note of that.
Okay.
I'm going to look into that one and get something going on.
There's four items, the last two we had to discuss. I don't recall what they were.
Last. From
remember
Friday.
In the book.
They were the four
items. I think he's
going to
cover those.
The capital ones.
Yeah.
And so that was the second note. There was kind of two pieces to that. Obviously, this year is a little different because of how many capital projects we had proposed and requested to support, and so the direction I got from you all is come up with a method to prioritize those, or come up with a method to get educated on those, so that we know kind of who, what, where, when, how, who else is supporting them, and all that. So I'm creating that kind of a matrix or a grid to do just that. And I'll work with the proponents of those.
I think we were okay with it.
And the proponents should be able to use their labor to put that together rather than just asking you to do it. Surely they have a package they give to people that says what they're trying to do, how far along the project is, the scope,
marketing material.
Exactly. When I bundle that up and get it from them, we'll have another conversation around, I think, kind of how you guys. So I think there's two questions, right? There's one,
yes.
Do we want to accept this information and these projects and consider supporting them? Probably the answer is, yeah, we can do that. But then the second piece is, so then do we prioritize them and how? And maybe we have binders, maybe we have packets, maybe we, you know, we have a process where you all get to look at the same information and kind of decide individually and then collectively where you'd like to prioritize them. You know, something like that is what I've been thinking about, but obviously I need your feedback on kind of the how we begin that prioritization.
I also think that the first question we should ask ourselves is that our policy that we even consider focusing our legislative agenda on these kind of capital projects at all. I mean, is that, and would we consider, and under what circumstances we would consider supporting them and to even take it that far?
And one thing to consider is that it's a zero-sum game, that if a nonprofit in the community gets $1.5 million, that's $1.5 million not available for what our priorities might be.
Yeah, but the other thing is they could be asking for $1.5 million on a $10 million project that is 10 years out, and so maybe it's not a way for us to focus our money now, you know. It depends on the project.
And the circumstances, exactly.
But then the question is how much focus and time would we want our legislative contractor to spend?
Mm-hmm.
And do we want to take projects to even consider that take a lot of staff time to prepare? So we can talk about that policy.
You want to add that to our future board meeting here, like the first one in January?
I don't know yet.
Yeah,
maybe soon, but not maybe first one in January.
Yeah, we can start with it too. I know those are great. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we need to discuss, but I hadn't thought of some of those things. And you're right, you know, we have our own county capital projects, so maybe we just focus on those. Or maybe we say, we'll write you a letter of support for these, but our lobbyist is only going to work on ours. You know, maybe there's some...
That's the policy we'd want to work out.
And our contract with Mike Burgess, I think, is a fixed amount. It doesn't vary. So if he puts an hour in on a project that is for a nonprofit, it's not like we're paying him to do that.
He has done an outstanding job in the past.
He does a good job.
He was also doing lobbying for C-TRAN, and when it came up, there was a conflict of interest. He went to C-TRAN and said, the county is my first priority. Would you be offended if I had my colleague take care of you? And they accepted that. Mm-hmm. And so it went very, very well.
We're pulling at two ends of the rope.
Yeah. The other piece to that discussion that I didn't want to lose and I made a note of was the conversation around a catalog of services. I think Commissioner Stewart, you brought it up, or having some kind of running list of social services or services that are out there. And I mean, we could use that in a lot of different ways than just capital projects, but I don't know how. That's kind of, we got to find where to start with that.
And maybe there might be a jurisdiction that already has something, you know, that they've started, because for a long time that need has been stated by a lot of different jurisdictions. It'd be good if we had a kind of a catalog of social services, who does what, so that we'd have a scope on what's available in our community, and then if we decide we want to support capital projects, we would have a scope of their relative position in the community.
Or
and
competing interests or something.
Yes.
I think that was brought up quite some time ago, and someone contacted Vanessa Gaston, and she provided an answer to that, and I think there is some kind of...
I think that was about crisis services. Is that what that discussion was?
No,
about crisis hotlines?
No, I remember a discussion about do we have a marketplace of social services? And so she might be the place to start with that.
There is, and it's like, is it 211 or...
Yes, there's it, a, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the call number. And then the other one that came to mind when we spoke about it was the nonprofit network kind of keeps a list. But
yes.
I can start there and see.
You know, we had started on that project some time ago when we were talking about the youth house and emergency calls, and we thought there was three overlapping.
That was
and found out that there were 12.
So the pieces of that information are probably out there.
Mm-hmm. One other loose end that we need to tie up is that piece about the transportation alliance list, and I know, so we got it. Last year we had the letter, and I think, and I don't know what the board wants to do, but we could take the projects we support definitely and send a letter again, or I don't know which approach to take. But
last time, the transportation alliance themselves, and I think it started with the CCU group.
ICC. Transportation, Clark County Transportation Alliance.
Yeah.
Identity Clark County puts that whole thing together.
Put together a nonpartisan, balanced thing for us to sign on to. And I think that's one we signed on to and the other one we didn't.
Yeah.
We do. One includes the CRC and one.
Right. Didn't. We do have an inventory of social services in the About Clark County section of our webpage. And it's got child care, children's health, drug and alcohol, homes and communities, family court, low-income housing, mental health, refugee, and veterans. And then
so it's generally by category.
Yeah, and then we have organizations that specialize in providing Washington State Department of Social and Health Services, Workforce Development, Supplemental Food Program.
Yeah, we can talk about that another time. What I'm thinking is where we have nonprofits, and some may be listed in subheadings there, but...
Are you talking about for money for the from the grant budget and the capital budget from Olympia? That I think that's what we're tried to get at, and some of the things that were on there, were we going to support money going to CDM, and there's a couple others.
Yes, and what does CDM do, and how are they funded? But really, the person who brought those projects to us should be the person that provides us with a package of information.
Yeah.
And we should not have to have our staff at the burden of developing that.
I think it's in a book.
Huh?
It's in a book.
Yeah, we had some information from last year.
I don't think those three that we mentioned are even on that site.
They were new.
Mark just brought up.
No, they're new.
But the organization.
The projects
are new. The organization.
We need to talk about them as soon as possible because you've got to plant your seed in the legislature and then push it on through. And if anything popped up late, kind of gets pushed aside.
Yeah.
You mean for our own stuff?
In the legislature.
Yes.
Yeah. Get there early and stay focused on pushing it.
The last thing is something that you guys probably read or saw from Mike Burgess that came across, I think, yesterday, or I guess it's been Monday now. But the governor's put out a press release on his proposal or plan for a transportation package, which I guess is good in the sense that it gets the ball, it's out there, and the conversation, there is going to be a conversation for a transportation package, which we spent a lot of time at our meeting talking about and the projects that are important to us. I guess the keys to it, just to go over it so you know, is that he's proposing that it be financed through bonding fees and a proposed carbon charge on industrial polluters, so there's no... interesting in this, there's no state gas tax...
I'll tell you that.
no state gas tax increase proposed. But again, so however it's funded, if it's funded, I think looking at kind of some of the details is important. And, I think there's some things that we would or could be happy with in the package if it were funded.
Axel, he was bragging about reforms.
Well, there are reforms in here. It talks quite a bit about streamlining the permitting and those.
And I think that's why I understand the legislature's going. And I was fearful at one point that the governor pulled off the idea of reforms. And I think that to get a gas tax, it's going to go back to what was proposed 15, 20 years ago. And the majority up there is going to say, give me a reform and I'll give you a penny.
Yeah.
Give me two reforms, I'll give you two pennies. Because so many times the reforms and things they're asking for are equivalent to, if not greater than, what they're asking for on a financial basis.
So there's quite a few bullet pointed. There's an accountability and reform section in here for WSDOT. Quite a few bullet points. I need to go through and look at what reforms are being requested and how those match up with these, because these may be different. Yeah. Hopefully they'll be the same. But I know there is a section in here on that. The CRAB board would get $25 million in this package. Local assistance program and practical design reforms. There's a funding line item in here for that. I need to check specifically on what that is, but I think that ties back to some of what you're talking about. And there's $45 million for that. Like Mike said, most of the money is listed and outlined for some of these big, what they call mega projects. But there is $192 million for direct distribution to cities and counties, and there's $350 million in unaccounted statewide projects. So that would be, you know, projects, hopefully a list of projects like the ones that we are supporting down here. So there's some good in here, there's some numbers in here. It's a starting point, but I don't know how.
That's what usually they look at the governor's budget.
Yeah.
Because the Senate's going to be off on their own, the House is going to be off on their own, and then fight back and forth and then hand a completed piece to the governor.
So those were kind of the highlights and things that I need to still work on from Friday. Anything else, thoughts, questions on the legislative stuff? I talked to Mike today.
On those items under the capital budget, that we're well informed and we know the options that we have.
Okay.
I would say just simply provide for us what information you have, and we'll have to come back, do our homework, come back prepared, be able to, in board time, provide a prioritized list back to you.
Okay.
Well, or no priorities on it. I mean, just because
I'm not talking about capital. I'm talking about the, for instance, 179th Street interchange.
Oh, transportation.
Transportation.
Yeah. Capital. Misunderstood, sorry.
Fast track environmental inspection.
There was some of that language in there, so we got to make sure it's the right language.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to run. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hope everything's quiet at home.
Okay, the next item.
Commissioner,
Mr. Stewart, I'm not sure you're aware, but recently, we had two nonprofits approach us. We have a park called Pacific Park, and the Miracle League of Vancouver, which provides opportunities for kids that might have physical challenges.
I'm very familiar with them.
The Vancouver Metro Senior Softball Association. We're being requested to waive the development fees for the work they plan to do on the property at Pacific Park. And I think the board has the power to waive those fees. I think given the fact that they're going to invest significant sums in the facilities there.
$2 million.
Yeah, on which will, there'll be some sales tax revenue generated, some jobs, I imagine, to do the work. And given the one-of-a-kind assets that are being created there, I think the board would be justified in approving this request.
Do we know what those fees would total to about?
I don't.
Okay. In any case, whatever it would be.
But it wouldn't be a substantial sum.
I would think it would be favorable.
So the improvements they make on that land always stays there. If they go away, it stays on our property.
Yes.
Clark County. Yeah, they so become it, Clark County assets.
It's almost like a capital contribution to the county.
It is.
And, we're getting significant value, and some citizens in the county that don't have recreational facilities to use will now have them. So
good.
I think it's a win-win.
And when the Miracle League isn't using it and the Senior Softball League is not using it, it's open for the public to use.
We can get you a team.
So a couple
questions. I used to be on the team.
When the building is built, who will own the building? Will the nonprofit own
no.
the building?
All the assets belong to Clark County. I've gone through the contract myself.
Yeah, and they're going.
Well, I haven't seen the contract.
It was executed some time ago. We can get you a copy. And they're going to maintain it.
It's our property. And so the improvements that they make on that stay there.
Well, but there are times where a building is built on property owned by a jurisdiction, and somebody owns the building and somebody owns the property. So the distinction there is important.
That's low-income housing. We keep the property. They
no, that was the old Vancouver City Hall.
so it's still out there.
So these are ball fields and a parking lot expansion.
So it's a parking lot and a building.
And ball fields.
And ball fields.
And a playground for wheelchair access. So the whole, all the field, actually there's two fields that are rubberized, padded.
And if the county had the money to do that development, say, without the building, do we charge ourselves development fees? I mean, if the county was to improve that park,
I'd probably
I think we
fee
do
waiver.
I think we pay fees.
We do?
Yeah, I'd have to verify that, but I do believe we do. Governmental agencies pay fees just like the private sector.
So the state DOT shops being built in Duluth,
the building is just
if fees from that.
Sorry,
I would have
about a grading permit.
I would have to look into that.
I think it might be the only buildings, I think, maybe a bathroom.
Yeah, I don't, or a concession stand. I don't know. I don't have a photographic image in my head
major.
Of the plans. Pardon?
Nothing major.
But no, it's not an office building or anything like that.
So the Miracle League, I've participated with that group a few times over the last couple of years. It's a wonderful group, and how they continue to get the volunteers they do, and they do pair with high school athletes who sometimes come and help them organize their athletic events. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it's good for the young people that are helping organize it, that are very able-bodied and athletes themselves. And the people of all ages that benefit from it. So if another nonprofit would come to us and want to do something in the park, would they be able to?
Not that
I mean,
far.
Will they have exclusive use?
No, and only during the
for
scheduled
their,
games. And when
for,
it's not
for their schedule,
yes.
They would have the same as anybody who's scheduled time,
yeah.
Right?
But these are purpose-built facilities. I mean, the ball field for the men's league, the senior league, that'll be built probably to regular softball or baseball field specs,
mm-hmm.
So anybody can use it. The Miracle League area, I think, is going to be built according.
Well, it's specialty. It
yeah.
would be very much specialty because the children or young people have all different kinds of disabilities.
Right, exactly. So that wouldn't be a typical facility, but
yeah.
but certainly, you know, if others wanted to use it.
So will the park be open to the public for scheduling their own events?
Yes, around the Miracle League.
Yes.
They have first priority, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like we ought to get you a copy of the contract.
It would. I'd like to read it, although for the purpose of waiving the fees in a park for these causes, I don't have really a problem with that, although I'd really like to know how much the fee waiver is. I don't need to know that right now. You're saying it's a reasonable amount?
It wouldn't be a lot of money.
Yeah.
We would still get sales tax and
yeah.
jobs would
I
be
just
created.
Like I like to have it be a little more concrete, but
you know, you take that for the children, right?
Yeah, I think we can. We've waived the fees for some developments, right?
We do.
So to waive some fees for this, I don't see a problem with it. My questions are more related to, you know, ownership, use of the land because it is a public park. who, if somebody wants to rent the building, will it be a county building or their building?
County.
Do we know?
Yes, I know.
it'll be a county building, and so if someone else wants to rent that building for an event that doesn't interfere with...
I don't believe there's any charge to use it.
Well, to use it at all, even if there was a charge, it would be available for use for
others. Yes, it is. It is non-storage.
They have a storage area that...
Well, sure, and that would be understandable.
Would you prefer to add this item to the next board meeting?
I'd be happy to do that. That would give me a chance to read the contract, and I would like to know how much fee we intend to waive.
Okay.
And I don't know if they can tell you with, you know, down to the penny, but a ballpark count.
Yeah.
So I move that we add this agenda item to the special board meeting that we called earlier on Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you. I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Well, that's the last of the agenda items, so we're on to the commissioner report.
And have anything?
The Miracle League and the other.
Anything for the good of
so
the order?
You recall what
I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just do a search David? For Miracle up at the top and you'll find it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anything for the good of the order?
I
hope that's not all you have written down there. Almost a page written
that's
out
future.
There.
That's good. Oh, we have. What's this?
You just need an alternate for that board.
Oh, yeah.
They're asking you to sign.
Okay.
The board to assign an alternate.
Okay.
What board?
So I sit on the Southwest Washington Aging and Disabilities Governing Board. Love the organization. And I'm normally able to make it. Here are the meeting dates.
You were there last night?
I was there at their, was it last week? Or,
it was last night. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was not.
I'm glad you answered that, honestly, because I stuck my head in to make sure.
Oh. So, Jeannie, I would really encourage you, if you're available, to serve as an alternate if you like.
Only the alternate, not the whole thing.
Well, what I'd hope is in January, early, I hope, we're going to go over all boards and commissions.
Actually, that's a good point.
And I think we need to, I mean, I guess I'm making my contribution now, sorry. We need to do that as early as possible because a lot of people are, you know, wondering how do the changes at the county affect me? How do they affect my organization? How do they affect who comes from the county? And as
they're going to get everything Ed Barnes has. And well, Barnes got everything that
I don't think there may just be some negotiation.
I know. David already gave you
that hand. I got it. So we have a very organized way the staff
we'll
has
sit
put together
down.
And bring that so everything's out there. It's all color coded and everything, and we can go through that process.
Yeah, and pick what we think we have an aptitude for, we're interested in, and then what's left we share equally, right?
Share the pain.
Yeah. Exactly.
What we do.
We give that to the least seniority.
we schedule a board retreat, and
so we'll do that after retreat.
We'll
right?
add yeah. this to that agenda. In
yeah.
other words, we'll assign
yeah.
this then.
And as early as we can do that in January, because you know those meetings start first Tuesday.
Yeah.
RTC.
When is the retreat scheduled? Do we have a date for our retreat?
No, I don't. We don't have a date yet.
You don't have
we
a date.
We better get that.
Normally, what we do, we kind of beat that out during the retreat.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's okay. Fine. I'm looking for the date.
So, between January and that between January 1 and that date, you're responsible for all of it. I'm going to bless you. Okay.
I am good.
None. Mary.
Based on input from commissioners, we are making arrangements for State of the County to be March 12th. That's a Thursday afternoon.
I'm going to celebrate my birthday.
Is that your birthday?
No.
It's a Thursday afternoon, a late afternoon event at Skyview High School. And that's about as far as we've gotten. But that was important for us to secure a venue because they are sometimes hard to come by.
And time, late afternoon for
late
right
afternoon,
now.
Late afternoon, yes.
So we'll specify the time more specifically as we...
Well, it, to some extent it depends on the program and the amount and number of presentations.
Yeah. So we'll nail it down. Soon.
It's pretty hard to get appointments. I had some concern about Skyview. We've had it there before.
You and Commissioner Medora have
and
a calendar
even though
appointment
we get
to talk about that too
a couple
January.
Hundred people in Skyview.
You and Commissioner Medora have a calendar appointment to discuss the State of the Union.
Yeah, we did it.
Skyview is so big that we looked like a BB in a boxcar. So it looked like nobody was really there.
In the auditorium?
Well, we talked
in
about it in the one-on-one on Monday.
And so it's
okay.
Okay.
Brought
to the
facilities. Okay, good.
But I know that they're hard to find.
So that's come and gone.
We did last year's in the Square Dance Center. Mm-hmm. And we had a full house. The building was full. It looked like everybody was interested. That's kind of good. Then the press comes and they want to see if the place is full.
But
I have to leave it up to Mary also because... Sometimes it's difficult to find places.
Well, there is a smaller venue that could be available, which would be the our hearing and training room here. But some people think that it's perhaps too close to the city center.
Yeah.
And it
so,
is.
I went through a list of possibilities with Commissioner Medora.
Yeah. Well, East County High School.
Yeah, we've been, for the last 3 years, we've been on the east side of the county. We were at the Square Dance Center, the Prairie High School, and the Washougal High School.
Square Dance is north.
Well, but it's east of here. Anyway, we have been eastward for the last 3 years.
No, I was thinking of the auditorium of the high school that we went to out there was well suited, much smaller than Skyview's. That's where Mark Bolt did.
Washougal High School.
We had some
logistical difficulties there because of the layout of the high school and the parking.
The Battleground Community Center may be a good central location.
Too small.
You think so?
That's about the size of our hearing room.
It's bigger than what was the place we had it last year?
Square Dance.
It's bigger than the Square Dance Center.
It's comparable.
Pretty close. Mm,
okay, wait, you're the man.
Well, actually, I want to be very collaborative on this, so...
Well, how is he the man on this?
He could be the chairman.
Oh, I see.
Traditionally the chairman, but I'm very collaborative, so I would like to be able to have us all participate and agree.
Because it's happening next year.
Yes.
I see.
Can we... So at this point, it sounds like we're not going to make a commitment yet for Skyview. It sounds like that there's still some... Open.
I thought maybe we didn't make a commitment. I probably shouldn't have said anything.
No,
I thought the school district is expecting us. So if we make a change, we would have to do some backtracking.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you already touched one-on-one with all of us.
Yeah, I thought that all of the commissioners were agreeable to that.
No, I was agreeable. I had concern when I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I said it was fine.
No pressure.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think it's a good venue.
Okay.
And the parking.
Okay, I'm good with it. I just want to be accommodating. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it.
Anything else, Mary?
No, that's all for today. Thank you.
Mr. Sullivan.
I don't have any agenda items for you today.
You have anything in it?
No.
I don't have anything. Mr. Administrator.
Well, I'm good.
Soon to be editor.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday a number of times.
We have nothing else for the good of the order. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay.